Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. The last time I was with you, I was sharing from Micah chapter 7:7. Micah, his name means, who is like the Lord? Truly, when we come to know this living God through the Lord Jesus Christ, there's none like him. And so we see when he was in a difficult position, he said, I'm going to look unto the Lord. Wait for the Lord, and God will hear me. And when we have that desire and goal and say, I'm going to look to the Lord, Satan will try to attack because he's afraid of a child of God who knows Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, how powerful they are because they have the Holy Spirit in them, and he will lead us and guide us into all truth. So in Micah chapter 7, 8, it says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And then again, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. So Micah had this deep walk with the Lord, deep relationship with this living God. Doesn't matter what others were saying, he was not tuned to them. He was tuned to God and listening to God, looking to God. In Ecclesiastes 7:21, it says, do not listen to everything everybody says, because you will hear your servant cursing you, and remember, you have done that too. So if we get distracted, that is something what Satan wants to do, get our eyes off Christ, eyes off God. So Micah, he said, even though you can make fun of me, but I'm not looking at you. When I fall, I shall arise. That is the confidence we can have. And God is in the business of lifting. And God is in the business of walking with us. And I will arise. And when I sit in darkness, we see the Lord shall be a light unto me. In John 1:9 it says, he is the light that lights up the world. And then let the light of Christ shine in us. In Psalm 18:28, the Lord will lighten my life and enlighten my darkness. So we can always run into the cover, into the arms of the Lord. He's waiting. He's got an unlocked door. Come unto me, Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me. And that's the beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if you do not know the Lord, he's waiting for you. And the relationship we can have with Jesus is when we confess our sins and invite him to come into our life. He will light our life. He will give us hope. He will give us confidence. Doesn't matter who says what. But when we confess our sins, invite Jesus into our life, he comes and his presence is with us and he will be with us. In John 14:17, he says, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will live in you and with you. In Acts 1:8, he will be upon you. In Judges 6:34, he clothed Gideon. God wants to do much more than we could ask, imagine, or think of. So let us not be distracted by what the evil one will say, but let us look to the Word of God. Let us look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will carry us through. He says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be the light unto me. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.